Unit 82, The Beginnings of Television. Are your parents old enough to remember watching Howdy Doody Time? Can your grandparents recall dramas they saw on Studio One? These are some of the better known shows from the earliest days of television. The capacity to send and receive moving pictures via airwaves was developed years earlier, but television only began showing up in people's homes in about 1947. World War II, which had halted their production, ended in 1945. These very early TVs had screens that were only a few inches wide, but people snapped them up as fast as they could be made. What kinds of shows were available? Howdy Doody was a children's show with puppets, live characters, and a host named Buffalo Bob. Studio One featured full-length dramas in which such stars as James Dean and Warren Beatty made early appearances. Both of these shows debuted in the 1940s. So did an early version of the news show, Meet the Press. Most pioneering television programs were live. This meant if actors forgot their lines or a prop got knocked over, the audience got to see it anyway. Since some of the most popular early shows were comedies, the mistakes could make the programs even funnier. Did Milton Berle in the Texaco Star Theater really mean to fall off that piano bench? Was Imogene Coco's hat in a Your Show of Shows skit really supposed to catch in a closing door? Since the stars laughed right along with the audience, you could never be sure.